Hello, my name is Valery Kravchuk, and today I'm going to speak about my experience of using recent MariaDB server version on old enough macOS operating system. I work as a principal support engineer for MariaDB Corporation, and I often have to work on different kinds of performance problems, deal with bugs, and even though MariaDB server at the moment is not formally supported at macOS, I still would like to use the hardware I've inherited basically from my daughter, who had got a new MacBook Air M1 based. So I have this MacBook, this one actually quite old, but still powerful enough, more powerful than the rest of my, here it is, than the rest of my hardware. I do not like to waste hardware. So I would like to use it as I did before 10 years ago, basically when I worked for Sun and then Oracle Corporation. I had MacBook Pro as my main working machine. I still have some remembers of the power of D-Trace that I would like to use for my performance studies. I am interested in other tools Xcode provides. So that's why I can and I would like to use this hardware. In this talk, I would like to share my experience related to building current MariaDB server versions from source on this old enough macOS High Sierra. I'll speak about current formal status of macOS, some bugs, and who work on them. And finally, I'm going to present several examples of using D-Trace utility, the reason basically why I am going to dive back into this software and hardware. So you should understand that macOS is formally not supported by MariaDB Corporation, neither by MariaDB Foundation, in a sense that we do not do any regular builds, we do not provide packages, there is no macOS at build board at the moment. It was not like that always. At 10.2 times, we even provided packages for macOS, but it's no longer the case. So it's not supported. Still, I found out that one of the ways to install free software on macOS, specifically Mac ports, does provide most of the versions up to 10.7 of MariaDB server. So somebody cared to check to build to create something probably usable and share it inside Mac ports. Just know that by default MariaDB server means 5.5, and you have quite recent versions in all branches. So first thing I tried after installing Mac ports is to install different versions of MariaDB. I found out that 5.5 basically installs and works. MariaDB 10.6, on the other hand, had not installed cleanly just 2 days ago for me. So port install failed. I tried to check why in this file it was not clear. Basically, it meant for me that there may be some problems. Maybe the old version I use, maybe the tool chain, maybe some mistakes, maybe some bugs in port. I don't know. But I am not ready to give up that fast. So I decided to continue and build myself from current source. I was a bit inspired by the fact that there are other users reporting bugs to upstream MariaDB on macOS, and of these 82 bugs, 60 were already closed, and mostly as fixed. And we also have a developer in MariaDB Corporation who uses macOS for his regular work and cares about some of the bugs on recent versions, at least. His name is, as far as I remember, Dmitry Shulga. So he joined from Oracle, former Optimizer developer there. He's quite active in bug fixing. In the process of preparing to this talk, I found several bugs. So among these 82, there are mine as well, reported, and some of them are even fixed. This one, for example, is probably closed by the moment you are listening to this presentation. So it's a live ecosystem, and it makes sense to join. Before building MariaDB from GitHub source, one has